If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me.
But the person who would turn away someone who is hungry and without proper clothing, with a meaningless wish, has frozen up their empathy, has locked the door on their emotions.
This is Wings of the Morning, a program designed to help you soar above the clouds of another day on the wings of faith and prayer. Wings of the Morning is brought to you every Sunday at this time on WDEL, under the direction of the Reverend Thomas Lehman, President of Sunday Breakfast Mission, Wilmington, Delaware. And now, here to share the good news of the gospel, Reverend Tom Lehman.
Thank you, Gerald. And my friend, cold weather has always been a part of my experience growing up in northern Indiana and living in Michigan for 20 years. In fact, I love to look out on new fallen snow. And even at my age, having a snowball fight is not out of the question. But when I went to seminary in Kansas City, I ran into another winter phenomenon that was not as pleasant, although it might be pretty to look at. The ice storm. Kansas City's geography lends its winter weather particularly often to this frustrating fixture of winter. The trees covered in ice look pretty, except when their limbs or whole trunks break off, crushing property and tearing down power lines. And a most frustrating piece is trying to get into a car covered in a half an inch of ice, frozen solid. Not only is the ice covering the windows and doors, but once you get to the door itself may be frozen to the car, and the lock frozen in and out. You are frozen out. No way in. Well, people too can be frozen like that, frozen inside and out, impenetrable to others, even to God himself. We're going to talk about that today on Wings of the Morning, but right now, Crystal Lewis reminds us of God's forgiveness and support. I don't want to fall again.
But I stand here now, forgiven and free somehow. By the grace of God, I see where I went wrong, where I wanna be. I don't wanna fall again. 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 No, I don't wanna fall again. I don't wanna fall again. I don't wanna fall again. It's inevitable. We'll encounter trials and trouble.
In the book of James, in the Bible, chapter 2, starting at verse 15, it says, "Suppose a brother or sister is without clothes and daily food. If one of you says to him, 'Go, I wish you well, keep warm and well fed,' but does nothing about his physical needs, what good is it?" While James was making a point that real faith in Jesus is demonstrated by loving actions, he was here also pointing out the heartlessness of the absence of loving actions. Cold-heartedness doesn't even recognize that it is freezing out others. But the person who would turn away someone who is hungry and without proper clothing, with a meaningless wish, has frozen up their empathy, has locked the door on their emotions. In all probability, not only to this poor brother or sister, but to everyone around them, they are closed off, frozen up, closed in, caring only about themselves. That's what ultimate selfishness and sin does to you. Do you know anyone like that? Even if they are otherwise well off, you pity them because they are losing out on one of the most precious things of all, love. See how this fits with what the Apostle John said. He said in 1 John 3:16, or it's 3:17, I should say, "If anyone has material possessions and sees his brother in need and has no pity on him, how can the love of God be in him?" The answer, of course, is it can't. Freezing out your neighbor shows that you're frozen toward God as well. Check out this example, the sons of Adam and Eve. Cain and Abel were both carrying out their work, and they both brought a sacrifice to God. Abel brought the fat portions from some of the firstborn of his flock. In other words, he brought to God his best, even risking that the mothers in his flock might not produce again. Abel's relationship to God was one of love, respect, honor, obedience, righteousness, humility, and goodness. He had a warm-hearted, open, loving relationship with his Creator. Cain, on the other hand, the Bible says, brought some of the fruits of the soil that he had raised. It does not say that Cain brought the first fruits of his crop, nor the best of his crop, nor the sacrificial part of his crop. It appears that Cain was just going through the motions of being religious. He was actually cold toward God, not respecting or honoring God. He thought more of himself than of God. And how much did this shine through when God showed approval of Abel's sacrifice and disapproval of Cain's? Cain's heartlessness, his coldness toward God, made him heartless toward his brother. He murdered him. He murdered his brother. Then when God approached him about his terrible, reprehensible act by asking him, "Where is your brother Abel?" Cain responded with that infamous question, "Am I my brother's keeper?" There is no more heartless and cold group of words in all language. It showed that Cain had no remorse for killing the one with whom he had grown up, with whom he had spent hours playing together, with whom he had shared secrets, and no doubt from whom he had received love without restraint, unguarded. Abel loved God and loved his brother. Cain loved neither God nor his brother, but coldly froze both of them out. And while he killed his brother's earthly life, he could not kill his brother's eternal life with God. But he certainly killed his own life, both for the present and for eternity. How about you? Where is your relationship with God and with others? Is it growing colder and colder? Or are you opening yourself up to God and seeing His love transform the way you treat others? That is what God came for and became incarnate as the Son of God, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross to save us from our sin and selfishness. The only way to overcome this tendency for us all towards sin and selfishness is to ask the Lord Jesus to forgive us our sin and cleanse us. Why don't you do that right now with me? Why don't you pray with me? Dear Jesus, go ahead, just pray this. Dear Jesus, I'm tired of living selfishly. Please forgive me. Come into my heart. Be my Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer, please call or write me. You can call me at 877-306-HOME. I want to send you something to help you in this new life, and may God richly bless you.
You've been listening to Wings of the Morning with Reverend Tom Lehman on 1150 AM WDEL and WDEL.com. You're invited to share in this ministry by addressing your communications to Sunday Breakfast Mission, Post Office Box 352, Wilmington, Delaware, 19899. That's Sunday Breakfast Mission, Post Office Box 352, Wilmington, Delaware, 19899. And listen again next week at the same time for another broadcast of Wings of the Morning.